Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm Kevin Dunn. Recently, the weather here in the United Kingdom has been pretty wet and thundery. My hip and lower back have been causing me significant discomfort. So, what's the deal? Is the change in air pressure or humidity causing my joints to flare up, or is this just an old wives' tale? We'll dig into that and some more pain myths in a moment. But first of all, how about we define what pain is? According to the National Institute of Health, pain is an unpleasant signal that something hurts. Okay, I think any of us could have written that definition. It's a complex experience that differs greatly from person to person, even between those with similar injuries or illnesses. It can be mild and almost unnoticeable, or it can be explosive. Typically, it comes in one of two forms. We have acute pain, which usually comes on suddenly and is related to a specific injury. It's a protective response to damage and also usually time-limited. If not, it ends up becoming the second pain type, which is chronic pain. This is persisting pain and involves environmental and psychological factors more than it does biological protective ones. Pain occurs when nociceptors, which are specialized sensory cells, send an electrical impulse or signal to the brain. This is usually in response to a stimulus, such as heat in the case of being burned, or localized tissue damage in the case of an injury. Pain also has an overlap with emotions, such as fear, anxiety, and anger, which can amplify pain experience. There are also a bunch of chemicals called neurotransmitters that have a role to play in your pain experience. Glutamate, for example, heightens sensitization and makes pain last longer. There's ongoing research into how to block glutamate receptors in order to kill pain. GABA, which is gamma-aminobutyric acid, a neurotransmitter I sometimes take at night to aid sleep because it decreases signals between neurons, has the knock-on effect that decreases pain signals. Serotonin dampens the stimuli from the nociceptors, and in fact, antidepressants are often prescribed for chronic pain. And triptans, a class of drugs prescribed specifically for migraines, work on the serotonin receptors. So that's the biological part mostly covered, but pain is often referred to as being a biopsychosocial model. So how could it be that my pain is affected by my psychology? One of the most common pain complaints in aging adults is low back pain. In fact, when I went to the doctor with low back pain last year, without doing any diagnostic imagery at all, she said it was likely I had a disc herniation which was pressing on nerves, then filled out a prescription for an incredibly addictive nerve-blocking medication and sent me on my way. Must be great having x-ray eyes. That being said, MRI findings do back up that disc degeneration causes more low back pain in populations over 50 than asymptomatic controls, although some other studies show that these things are mostly incidental findings. However, what it does reinforce is that we do have to do some imaging in order to get a diagnosis. Sadly, for occupational therapists and osteopaths, though, there's no sound relationship so far between posture and low back pain. So what gives? Well, pain serves to alert us to potential threat, but not always to an injury. A great demonstration I saw of this was where a doctor placed a man's left hand on a table in front of him and placed a fake right hand alongside it. From the man's visual point of view, it looked like both his hands were on the table. The doctor then smashed the fake hand with a hammer, resulting in the man screaming and having nausea. This was in spite of the fact that he knew it was a fake hand. His eyes had sent a signal to his brain that he was in danger. This is called neuroplastic pain. It's a bit like your brain has learned what pain is in certain situations and then just goes ahead and creates that pain response irrespective of what's going on. Pain that is not caused by injury is neuroplastic pain. There are two main ways for clinicians to determine if your pain is neuroplastic or not. The first is to rule out fractures, infections, tumors, and so on with diagnostic criteria like imaging. The second is to look at hallmarks of neuroplasticity. Those are that you have pain without being injured, you have pain that originated during and gets worse during stress, pain that is inconsistent, such as your back hurts when you're standing still, but it doesn't hurt when you go for a run, pain which moves around your body, and a history of a wide range of pain complaints whilst having tendencies towards anxiety, hypervigilance, and being a perfectionist. Now, one or two of these things doesn't just indicate that your pain is neuroplastic, but the more criteria you meet, the more likely that it could be.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
So if our mind is fooling us, what can we do about it? Well, just like thoughts and actions trained the brain that these signals were dangerous and not safe, you can train it of the opposite. That being that the sensations are just that, sensations. You're in no danger and you're safe. It's called PRT, which stands for Pain Reprocessing Therapy. Typically, when we have some pain, we respond with fear. We wonder if it will get worse, how long it's going to last, what's causing it. With PRT, you reverse these thoughts and look at the pain without any fear or judgment. Appraisal of the situation that nothing untoward has occurred, there wasn't any acute bodily injury, it's just a false alarm. The goal is not to say that the pain doesn't exist, because it does on a spectrum, but instead the goal is to start to view pain as a signal and appraise the situation as non-dangerous, because the biggest driver of neuroplastic pain is fear. It's critically important to use PRT during feared activities. For example, if you happen to hurt your back at some point when you were deadlifting, you may have learned to associate deadlifting with pain. This fear results in the onset of activity-related pain, which brings me also to the idea that weather might cause pain. In studies done on exactly this, there was no correlation found. Of course, if we grew up hearing about these things from older family members, it's quite likely that we've experienced a learned outcome. We expect there to be pain when the rain is coming. Another one of the biggest myths around pain and its management is that rest is good for pain. Whilst your doctor may prescribe short rest after an acute injury, we shouldn't be thinking the same about a chronic pain experience. If, in response to ongoing pain sensations, we cease to move, we'll find that things just get worse. The saying is that motion is lotion, and certainly improving or even just maintaining mobility, range of motion, and strength will most definitely help, not just with the retraining of the brain that your positions are safe, but with mitigating other negative health outcomes. I see so many older people, for example, at the gym on that hand bike thing because they've had a fear response that impact is bad in older populations, when we know that from a bone density perspective, that this simply isn't true. What do you think happens when you stop using the joints of your lower body? When you cease to work your hips, knees, and ankles through their natural ranges? Of course, you're going to have some pain and discomfort when you do use them again, so get off the hand bike. My own experiences with the doctor showed me that psychological treatments are not widely used for pain, and that non-diagnosed prescription filling was actually the go-to. So I would urge listeners who experience chronic pain issues to look into neuroplasticity and pain reprocessing therapy before reaching for the opioids, because we know that pain is a much more complex experience than being purely biological. If you have a training question, are looking for individual training program design, or just want to say hi, head over to the Get Fit Guy Facebook page or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morten Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.